Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ethan Lane joining us from NCBA as we dive into Chairman Thompson's Farm Bill proposal in just a moment.
Ents Auction and Realty offering a multi-parcel auction Thursday, May 23rd, 10 a.m. in Anadarko, Oklahoma. A total of 13 and a half acres in five tracts will be auctioned off. Structures include office space, large warehouses. There's even a 37,500-square-foot cold storage facility. For more information, call Alan Ents at 405-663-2200 or go to the website entsauction.com. That's entsauction.com.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
We're talking now with Ethan Lane, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, G.T. Thompson, has just released kind of a full of draft version of his expected markup this coming week of the 2024 Farm Bill. What are you seeing in the language that you like or don't like?
Well, you can hear the pages of 600 pages of text being flipped through by ag lobbyists. What we know about what's in the draft, we're very comfortable with the product that GT and his team have put together. This is a bill that comes from a team that has paid a lot of attention to ensuring that the cattle industry's priorities are addressed, that this bill is a product that should be bipartisan, even though it's not being treated that way by the minority party in the House of Representatives or Senate Democrats, for that matter, at this point. It's a bill that you know, tries to address some of those larger issues we know are out there right now. The reality is the Inflation Reduction Act created $20 billion in conservation funding before the Farm Bill process started, but with constraints that don't exist in the Farm Bill writ large or haven't up to this point. GT's draft seeks to get that money back into a broader strategy for ensuring that those programs keep up with inflation. And there's funding in place to increase money going to those valuable programs for producers across the country. That's going to be a fight because Democrats really feel like they've got something there with this kind of climate-focused implementation of popular programs like EQIP. GT's draft is, I think, an elegant way to try to bridge that gap and get on down the road with robust funding for these programs.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.